Good morning, the Wolf.
Hey, good morning. Is this Don?
It's Don. Who's this?
This is Mark Weishart from Midland. How are you, Don?
Yeah, it is. There's my man, Mark, from Midland. Come on. Yeah. Come on. All right. Let's just calm down a little bit here, because let me tell you something, Mark. As excited as I am to talk to you, when I told my wife I was talking to you, she may have been more excited than me. And in fact, it was a little concerning, because at one point I said, she's a fan. She's probably got a crush on you. I mean, who doesn't, right? I mean, she goes, just ask him. And I said, well, what do you want me to ask him? She goes, ask him. And she froze up, and then she just blurted out something completely out of left field. What does pecs feel like? I said, baby, I am not asking Mark from Midland what his pecs feel like. All right? There's a reason your husband does not take his shirt off in public. All right? And then my daughter, she's 8. She goes, what's a peck? And I said, Daddy doesn't know, so don't ask him.
Yeah, you're not going to know for a long, long time.
That's what's going on in my house.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, listen, I was blessed with my dad was a Marine, and my dad made me start doing push-ups when I was probably 4 years old and running miles with him on the weekend. Every Saturday, I used to actually run a mile with him. And, yeah, so he got me in shape at a young age, and I'm working hard at it now. I got to stay in shape because our shows, you know, we're doing an hour and a half, 2 hours every night, and it's full throttle from the get go. Stages have only gotten bigger, so you're covering a lot of ground. You got to stay in shape. I'm like training for Midland, but I'm training for two little nuggets that I got. That, you know, the amount of energy that I have to expend every day is unbelievable. It's ever expanding. So,
well,
gotta stay in shape, guys.
I am with you on that. Clearly, I need to get back to the gym. If that wasn't a direct, warning to me, but you know, because I've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, so both girls. I get it, man. I know what you're going through, and we're in the same boat there. So,
isn't it the best though?
It is.
It's the hardest, most rewarding job you'll ever have. That gives your life a depth that I never knew existed before.
Amen.
It's like being in Midland times 10.
Well, here's the thing. I got two boys, 24 and almost 21, and now I got two girls, 6 and 8.
Oh, you're doing it again.
I liked it so much,
so you want to do it a second time.
There you go.
By the way, did you see that Al Pacino just had a baby at 83 years old?
What is going on?
With his girlfriend?
Oh my gosh, dude! Yes, I did.
I think there's like a 40 or 50 year difference between him and his girlfriend.
I don't know what to say about that, other than wow. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Robert De Niro just have one as well? Yeah.
Like, not to be outdone by Robert De Niro, who's the best of all time. You know, these guys have always been competitive. They're two of the greatest. Lesbians, two of the greatest exports America's ever created as far as actors go. So,
man,
yeah, that's unbelievable.
I'm just impressed they can still, like, do that and produce a child biologically. I mean, modern science
is amazing.
It really is.
It's amazing.
I mean, Mick Jagger's over there going, what do I have to do to stay on top here?
These guys are making me feel young. I love it.
Totally. Yeah. I saw the opportunity. I was blown away. So, Midland, the last resort tour. You guys were here last year. You played the Civic. I mean, we've seen you all over Wolf Country, from Jackson Hole to, you know, Idaho Falls. Now you're going to be at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall on Friday night, man. Now,
yes.
Tell everybody what last resort is, because it's kind of a dual meaning.
Yeah, the Last Resort is the name of our album, Last Resort, Greetings From. But the Last Resort is kind of, it sounds like a terrible place. It's kind of like everybody's wound up there as a last resort. It's it's where they've wound up, but it's actually a celebration. We're embracing all people. Doesn't matter how much you got in your bank account. Doesn't matter what kind of boots you're wearing. Everybody's there to celebrate the good times and the bad times together.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just picture it like the greatest dumpy motel that has the best view. It's not going to be the nicest hotel rooms, but my God, is the service friendly. And it's a celebration. You know, if you've never seen Midland live before, I will say this with full confidence and full humility. I think that we are one of the best live acts across all genres.
Dude.
We've got a beautiful band. It's a 7-piece band. I've got a crew that we've now been together with for 4 years or so. I think I have one of the best teams in the business. We're constantly changing up the set list. You can hear my 2-year-old son crying in the background.
I love it.
You know, bringing in different covers. So if you guys saw us last year, there's going to be a bunch of different surprises. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't seen each other. We haven't played a show together in a couple weeks. I just got back from Costa Rica.
Oh.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
I'm going to play some blackjack. You might see me on the floor.
But
I'm going to be excited because we've just been writing for our next album. We're getting ready to go into the studio at the beginning of next month, beginning of July.
Cool.
So we're going to be just constantly, you know, Midland's all about the music. We're going to be pumping out some new stuff for you guys later this year, which is really exciting.
Very.
And there's going to be a lot of surprises.
Yeah.
But I promise you that the show is going to be fantastic. The tables are going to be hot. The slots are going to be loose. And what else would you want to do on a Friday night but party with your boys in Midland at the Shoshone Beautiful Casino?
Absolutely, man. It's going to be nice. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a little cooler. We're kind of about a month behind on the whole, you know, actual summer thing. We're kind of still stuck in the early spring.
I'm right behind you guys.
Okay.
I'm in Colorado for the summer.
Oh,
staying
perfect.
At actually, my mother-in-law gave us her house for a couple months.
Nice.
It's my wife's childhood home.
Yeah.
In Boulder, Colorado.
Nice.
And the summer has fully hit here, but at night, last night was cold. As soon as the sun's going down, it's cold, so I'll be ready.
Rocky Mountain High. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, speaking of which, tell me about the tequila, because, you know, George Strait has his own tequila. George Clooney has his own tequila. Guys named George, famous people named George have their own tequila.
Right.
But Midland has their own tequila.
You want to know the only difference between Insolito, which is our tequila,
yeah,
and George Clooney's tequila, Casamigos, and George Strait's tequila?
Uh-huh.
You want to know the only difference?
I do.
Is that we've won 2 gold medals at the SIP Awards. The SIP Awards are the Spirit Awards, which is essentially our Grammys or the Academy Awards of Spirits.
Whoa.
We've won 2 of those puppies.
Okay.
And we are certified additive-free, which means that what we make is a real traditional tequila. The flavors that you're getting are the flavors from the lowland and the highland agaves. The flavors that you're getting is from the beautiful white American oak. Okay?
Nice.
That's a fusion of real natural flavors that's coming together. So what you see in that bottle is all natural, which means that we're not adding vanilla flavors. We're not adding food coloring, et cetera. Now, if you don't have a certificate additive-free, if you're not certified additive-free, you don't see that in the bottle, then guess what, guys? You're drinking in a bunch of artificial stuff, and you know what that means? A hangover.
Oh.
You know what you don't get when you drink Insolito? Oh. It's a hangover. You know what you do get? You get a premium, super premium tequila that is, you can taste the plant, it goes down smooth, and it'll make you move, feel good, because it's that real stuff that gets you up high, you know what I mean? And it doesn't leave you laying low the next day, all right?
I am just happy to hear that you are a full-blown, like, expert in your tequila, and you didn't just slap your name on someone else's tequila. Clearly, you are the curator of this amazing tequila.
We are. Me, Jess, and Cam, we started working on this back in 2016. We came to market in 2020. It was almost four years of working with our team. We got an amazing leader, Pete Kelly. But yeah, we're fully involved. I mean, Jess, Cam, and I, everything you see, the bottle, the story, the name, the flavor profiles of the tequila, we did everything. This wasn't just one of those things where like, hey man, we got this tequila, and we just want you to slap your name on it. Just put your name on it and we'll write you a check.
Exactly.
That wasn't what this is. This is a passion project that we've created, but it's a full-time business that we also run on the side. Would you ever want to slap your name on something that is mediocre?
No.
You know, everything that we do, we reach to attain the ultimate. Like, we want to be everything premium. Same with our live show. We take everything. You know, when you see us in the award shows, we're kind of goofing around. You know, I feel like a lot of our heroes would do that too, like Willie and Waylon. the Beatles, you know, the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, you know, when they were doing interviews or award shows, they were kind of goofing off. But the music, they always took extremely seriously. The songwriting, the studio, you take that seriously. You take your show seriously, but you don't take yourself seriously. It's the same thing with tequila.
I love that.
You gotta take it seriously. If you're going to create something, as my mom said, if you're going to do anything, do it with your full commitment, son. Do it all the way up. Don't do anything half-assed, used to tell me.